This is episode 65 of UFO Encounters. This week I'm reading from Kathleen Marden's book, Captured, The Betty and Barney Hill UFO Experience. When I have guests on my podcast, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. And when reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record the extract from the book, and the author kindly said yes. So I'm going to read from chapter 12, which is titled Betty's Interview with the Leader. At this point, Betty and Barney are on board the UFO, and this is what Kathleen has written. Betty's conversation with the leader is unique in character. It was part of her hypnotic regression and dream material, but was not experienced by Barney. The leader explained to Betty that only one medical examination could be performed at a time, apparently because there was only one physician on the craft. Reportedly, Barney was enduring a medical examination during this time frame. An analysis of Betty's interview with the leader, vis-à-vis her dream material, should facilitate our understanding of this strangest and most contested aspect of the abduction experience. On June 14, 1964, Betty informed Dr. Simon that when her physical examination had been completed, the examiner left the room, leaving her alone with the leader. She was grateful to him because he had stopped her pain, and now feeling comfortable in his presence, she initiated a conversation with him. She explained that her experience had been so outrageous that no one would ever believe that it had actually happened. In fact, she stated, that most people didn't know that he existed, adding that what she needed was some proof to take home with her. He told her to look around and maybe she could find something that she would like to take. On the cabinet was a fairly large book. She put her hand on the book and asked if she could have it. He told her to look in the book, and she did. It had pages and writing, but it was different from any book she had ever seen before. In a deep hypnotic trance that day, Betty described it to Dr. Simon as follows. It went up and down. It was different. It had short lines, and some very thin, and some were medium, and some were heavy. They had dots, and they had straight lines and curved lines. When the leader asked Betty if she thought she could read the book, she replied that she wasn't taking the book to read. It would serve as her proof that she and Barney had actually met people from another planet. She added, "So he said that I could have the book if I wanted it, and I picked it up, and I was delighted. I mean, this was more than I'd ever hoped for. And I'm standing there and I'm saying that I'd never seen anything like the book, and that I was very pleased that they had given it to me, and that maybe some way I could figure out in time how to read it." When we compare this hypnotically retrieved information to Betty's dream sequence, we find that they are nearly identical. However, the dream recall is not nearly as rich with detail as the hypnotic recall, which suggests she might have confabulated to add more detail to her account, but that is mere speculation. In Dreams or Reality, she wrote, "I suggested that what was needed was absolute proof that this had happened. Maybe he could give me something to take back with me. He agreed and asked what I would like. I looked around the room and found a large book. I asked if I could take this with me and he agreed. I was so happy and thanked him. I opened the book and found symbols written in long, narrow columns. He asked jokingly if I thought I could read it, and I said that this was impossible. I had never seen anything like it. I was not taking this for reading purposes, but this was my absolute proof of the experience, and that I would remember him as long as I lived." Next, Betty interrogated the leader about the location of his home base. She begins, "And so then I said that I asked him, where is he from? I knew he wasn't from the Earth and I wanted to know, where did he come from? He asked me if I knew anything about the universe and I told him no, that I know practically nothing. But that when I was in grade school, we were taught that the sun was the center of the universe and that there were 9 planets. And then, later of course, we did make advances and I told him about seeing, I think I met him one time, about Harlow Shapley, an American astronomer. And he wrote a book too, and I had seen photographs that he had taken of millions and millions of stars in the universe. but that was about all I knew. Then the leader crossed the room and pulled a map out of an opening in the wall and asked Betty if she had ever seen a map like it before. She walked across the room and leaned against the table, looking up the oblong map with dots scattered all over it. Some were little, just pinpoints, and others were as big as a nickel. On some of the dots, there were curved lines going from one dot to another. Then there was one large circle with several heavy, solid lines that connected it to another, slightly smaller circle. When Betty asked the leader why some lines were solid and heavy and others were dotted, he informed her that the broken lines were expeditions. Next, Betty became curious about where the leader's home port was located on the map. When she asked him where he was from, he asked, "Where are you on this map?" Betty laughed and informed him that she didn't know, and he replied, "If you don't know where you are, there wouldn't be any point in telling you where I am." Then he rolled the map up and put it back in the space in the wall and closed it. Again, Betty's dream sequence is nearly identical to her hypnotic recall. In Dreams or Reality, she wrote, "Then I asked where he was from, and he asked if I knew anything about the universe. I said no, but I would like to learn. He went over to the wall and pulled down a map." It is apparent that Betty's dream mimics 1961 technology. The leader pulls down a map reminiscent of classroom geographical maps, which he later snapped back into place. Under hypnosis, Betty said he removed the map from a hole in the wall. However, when she later consciously recalled this portion of the abduction in an interview with Kathy, the map became almost like looking out of a window about 3 feet wide and 2 feet high. The pattern was on the forefront. Other stars were there, but not so noticeable. The stars in which I had an interest were those that were connected by lines, although three others were noticeable to me, maybe from the angle from which I was looking. The Hill's hypnotic recall breaks down when Betty describes an incident involving the removal of Barney's dentures. Betty recalled, "All of a sudden, there is a noise out in the hall, and some of the other men come in, and with them is the examiner, and they are quite excited. So I asked the leader, 'What's the matter? Has something happened to Barney? What is it?' 'It's something to do with Barney.' And the examiner has me open my mouth, and he starts checking my teeth, and they are tugging at them, and I ask them, 'What are you trying to do?' And the examiner said, 'He said that he couldn't figure it out. Barney's teeth came out, and mine didn't.'" In a mid-April 1964 interview, Betty told Dr. Simon, "While I was waiting, I was talking to the leader, and when I was talking with him, one of the men came in with Barney's dentures in his hand. This is very funny, because Barney is very sensitive about this. Most people don't know he wears dentures, and he doesn't like to have people know this. I thought, well, he's going to be angry about this." When the leader inquired about Barney's dentures, Betty explained that as people grew older, they had to go to the dentist and have their teeth extracted and replaced with dentures. Referring to the loss of Barney's teeth, she added that he had dentures because he sustained a mouth injury that necessitated the extraction of his teeth. Curiously, the leader seemed ignorant of the human aging process. He asked Betty, "What is old age?" And she said, "Well, it varies, but as a person gets older, there are changes in him, particularly physically. He sort of begins to break down with old age." And so he said, "Well, what is age? What did I mean by age?" "I said that it is the lifespan, the lifetime that people lived." And he said, "How long was this?" And I said, "I think a person's lifespan is supposed to be about 100 years, but people can die before that, and most of them do because of disease or accidents, this type of thing." That, and I think the average length of time was near, I don't know, 65 or 70. The leader indicated to Betty that he had no understanding of time or aging. So this week I was reading from Kathleen Marden's book, Captured, The Betty and Barney Hill UFO Experience. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. On the Alien UFO Podcast Patreon, when you sign up for $6 a month, you get an extended episode every week. For $3 a month, you get an extended episode every month. If you want to give the extended episodes a try, there is a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com alienufopodcast. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.